It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
For me, I was more miserable trying to make everyone else happy than I am now with everyone else unhappy with me.
Because when nobody's looking, that's the time that really counts. That's the time that really matters. The working out at 5, 6 a.m. and then all the practices and all the extra conditioning, like that work that you do every single day is key, because that's what you're going to be able to fall back on. And that's what you're going to be able to like rely on when push comes to shove.
I think it's really profound in terms of how quickly people move through life in terms of achieving the goals that they set out. Because people are like, how is that guy so young and he's achieved X, Y, and Z? It's like, well, what takes you a month to make a decision, we make in an hour. And then the next hour, I make another decision that takes you your next month. And so like, that's how you can go 30 times or 100 times faster than the quote average person who's overweight, has $1,000 in their bank account, you know, and is going to die at 70.
After I get back from starting, I got to start again. And when I get done with that run or that study session, if it wasn't good enough, I got to go back again. Because repetition is what taught me everything. So you can honestly outwork anything. No one's going to come to help me. No one's going to come to help me. It's me against me, period. I didn't have a come wake me up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning and say, hey, you got to get your shit in. I had no trainer. I didn't have a nutritionist. It was the self-discipline that I had to survive, to not survive, but I was weak, to thrive. No one said, hey, man, you're 297 pounds, man. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help. Hey, man, you're not smart. I'm going to help you out. I had to work at all this shit. I had to overcome, and self-discipline is everything. And if you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you.
I'd say just listen to yourself. Don't listen to anybody else. Not one person, because God forbid anything went wrong. You can't blame other people and start pointing the finger. Always know that you're only to blame yourself, because you made that decision. And whatever you do in life, never regret it. Never if, buts, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Give everything while you can, when you can, and leave nothing to behind.
For the next 2 years, all I'm going to do is get good grades. I didn't date. Mm. I didn't party. I didn't drink. I literally didn't leave my dorm room. Mm. I worked. I put my head down for 2 years, and I just worked.
If you learn to put in 120%, I guarantee you one day you'll wake up 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years, I don't know, and you'll make exactly what you want to make. You'll have the job you want to have. You'll have the position that you want. You'll have everything in life that you want. If you can learn not only to go to work, but I'm talking about go with all your energy, all your strength, and all your spirit.
If you continue to believe that your best work is behind you, then you will never achieve what is ahead of you. You are going to have to get acquainted with pain, with discomfort, with inconvenience. Because hunger is the only thing that's going to give you the power to persevere through that pain.
I'm talking to the one that's been through hell. I'm talking to the one that really wants to take it to that level that no one has ever been.
We spread ourselves too thin, don't know how to say no. And we find ourselves doing all kinds of things and never ever have time to do those things that we need to do to work on ourselves. And then there goes a second, there goes another second, there goes another second, and we can't stop and hold time. And before you know it, you wake up one day and you're behind in your dreams and your bills.
What you gonna do on Monday? I don't see that. What you gonna do on Tuesday? Like, you just showing me your dream. I don't see what you doing on Wednesday. What time you getting up on Saturday? What you doing on the weekend when everybody else chilling? Show me your plan. Don't just show me your dreams.
When someone gives you help, make sure you push them right back and give them help.
It ain't gonna be easy. It's not gonna be a walk in the park. There's always more to give. You got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to be willing to hurt. You got to be willing to yell out. Whatever it takes, keep pushing forward.
I'm telling you, this is a short window. You're not gonna be doing this at 47 years old, 58 years old, 62. So if you got 10 years, why not give 120?
If a person would sit down and let their body relax, totally relax,
Okay. And then start to visualize in their mind, see themselves the way they want to see themselves. Write out a description of how you'd like to see yourself. Start to read it and read it and read it and read it every day. Carry it around and keep reading it. The one point that all the great teachers, all down through history, have all agreed on, they've been in complete unanimous agreement on it, we become what we think about. But if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it.
There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest f***ing worker there. And when you believe that you have the ability to do something, that the life that you're living right now is going down this direction, you f***ing hate where it is. There is nothing else to do but to change direction. A belief that I cannot go that way anymore, I gotta go this way. And what do you have to lose? You know the outcome if you continue the same shit. Why not just commit one time in your life to something? See what happens. There are no losers in the world of passion and commitment to something. No one loses there. The losers are the people that sit the starting line and never initiate. It's the belief that supremacy exists. There's so many examples in the Olympics, and every day we see the common man with the odds against them overcoming what people thought could never happen. And probably he didn't even think it. But there he stands victorious and a role model to all of us. Like, oh my God, we want to be him. But before he was him, he was us.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
When you leave this place, I need you to get in beast mode and stay in beast mode. On three, beast mode. One, two, three.
Beast mode.
No, come on. One, two, three.
Beast mode.
Come on. One, two, three.
Beast mode.
Everybody wants to make their dreams become a reality. There's no one sitting in this room who said, I want to procrastinate. I don't want to get it done. I don't want to get to the next level. No, every person in this room, not only do you want your dreams to become a reality, you deserve for your dreams to become a reality. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole other level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on.
Every situation, I strum the divine chord. In my harmony summons the full manifestation of who I am. Some talk about truth, that's religion. But I demonstrate it, that's power. I am truth in motion, nothing can stop me. It is written, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. There's no obstacle, no situation, no trial or tribulation that can stop my dream from manifesting. I didn't just think outside the box. I completely destroyed it. I close my eyes and project my dream onto the canvas of the world until everything that I imagine becomes my reality. Circumstances align and conspire to acknowledge truth, and I am truth in motion. Burning, I am the inner symphony of fire.
This next generation is just such a group of p***s, man. I just, for the small group of savages out there, run these f***ing kids right over, man. You run them all over. That was always my mentality. Nobody's ever going to f***ing outwork me. So it should be yours. You out there that are listening right now, there's never been more opportunity than there is today.
I call it the Rocky cutscene, and almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most. And that's the Rocky cutscene. And instead of lasting 5 minutes, it just usually lasts 5 or 10 years.
Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
There is no perfect time to start. You got to start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us are depressed. Some of us are insecure. In the military, we have this big old rucksack on the back. Have batteries, water, extra gear. Your extra gear is the shit you're dealing with in life. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it. You have to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the f*** up and do it.
So what's the great divide of human beings? Who are you on those days you don't want to do things? It's easy to conquer when it's good weather.
You guys have an opportunity of a lifetime, and it's a short window.
I work because I'm hungry. I sacrifice because I'm never full. I lose sleep because I'm going after my dream.
Good is not good enough for me. Greatness made me. Therefore, greatness is in me. There is nothing about my creator, my maker, that is lukewarm, that is average. Anybody who doesn't believe in my dream doesn't belong in my life. Money comes to me easily, frequently, and abundantly in God's perfect way. Lack, sickness, disease, none of them have any place in me. For the Lord didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Let us all close our eyes, starve the illusions, and feed our dreams.
I've been up the hill many times. In fact, I slipped a few times. I didn't even want to get back up because I was too afraid to go up because I felt like the hill was just too steep. But you gotta know, the steeper the climb, the harder the climb. And if it gets tough, you gotta get a little bit tough. So what do? You don't keep sliding down. You find a way to get up and climb up. That's what I had to do. That's what you must do.
Focus on what is necessary and disconnect yourself from the things that are not necessary.
I spoke it, the world heard it, and it activated. Your problem is that you don't believe you belong here. Your problem is that you don't think you should be sitting down here.
But you must continue to believe. You must continue to understand that on this day, on this hour, this is your day, and your time is now. Hold on tight and don't let go.
What I need you to do is evaluate yourself today. Evaluate yourself to see where you are in this race of life. Many of you don't even realize that you've been racing to the finish line. This life is a race. Some of you need to be pushed to start running because you've been walking or you haven't been moving for so long. And you don't even know that you're in a race, that all of us are competing to win.
Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day before anybody else and grounding my thought process is in the no one will outwork me. No one. Mother won't outwork me. It all starts with this. Two hands, putting it to work.
What got him there was an undying belief. And every drop of sweat that came out, and every pain and ache and everything else was just a telltale sign that he's getting closer and closer to that dream that we were when we were kids of being a reality. Why not believe in it? What's the other option? There is no other option. It's a life forgotten, man.
Never seen myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is I'm willing to die in the process of acquiring skill.
This
not about scrolling through social media and looking at people on vacations and looking at the people that are projecting the highlights of their life. It's not about that. It's about, can you do better than you did yesterday?
Up. Get up. Wake up.
There's always another level. And it's not about beating the man or woman that's standing in the room with you. It's about beating the man and the woman that's in the mirror. Can you do better than you? Can you do better than you did yesterday? That's all I want to ask you. Can you do better? You may be tired. You may be broken. You may be hurting. People may have betrayed you, lied on you, left you, but you refuse to give up. There are going to be days when you are not going to feel like waking up. You are not going to feel like getting out of the bed. You are tired of yourself. You are tired of looking at the face in the mirror that you see. You are tired of maybe the way that your body looks, or the money that you have, or the people that you are connected to. There are going to be days when you are going to be tired of being you. And you got two options. You can give up or get up. This is the day that everything changes. Get up! Rise and grind!
You wake up at 3:30, some other kid's getting up at 3, and he's got 30 minutes on the day.
I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you not only to want to be a beast, I need you to live in beast mode. Because if you live in beast mode, you'll have what other people don't have. Listen to me very closely. Not only will you have what other people don't have, you'll do what other people can't do.
So what is it?
What is that one thing that you're saying that I am going to get this thing done and I'm going to make my dreams become a reality?
Everyone wants to be a beast until it's time to do a real beast do.
You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. According to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day.
But it doesn't matter what you think. It matters that you run after your goals and your dreams. Fight to live and to run after your dreams, to run after your goals, and to run after that finish line. There may be things in your life right now that's holding you back from running, but you have to break through those things. They're there to hinder you, but you can't let it force you to stop running. Chase your dreams, your goals. I don't know the situation you're in right now, but the situation that you're in is not your future. It's not who you really are. It's not your full potential. The sky's the limit.
I'm already working all of the hours that I'm awake, and I've already given up Saturdays. So the only thing that I have left is like Sundays and evenings. I am no longer going to be watching any football, and I'm no longer going to have Netflix at all. That's what I'm sacrificing. And I think a lot of people create these to-do lists when, in my experience, it's been so much more useful to write down all the things that I'm willing to sacrifice. Because if you sacrifice everything, there's nothing left than to do the one thing that matters.
We're here to get stronger. In order to get stronger, we must fail. Accept that. Know that. That who we are right now is not what, who we are, but where we are. And we're going forward with the belief. Our belief, guys, drives this workout. Believe in the difference you can be. Stop being average when your potential is crying to come outside and be more than that. Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this. It's later in life knowing you could have been more, and all that's left is you.
And by refusing to tap out to that pain, they eventually give birth to greatness. Pain is no match for a real champion. The legends understand to be a winner, one must be comfortable at being uncomfortable. the dark, the unknown, the fears that stalk each and every one of us must be faced and faced alone. For the more we go through the fire, the more refined we become. Those struggles, trials, and tribulations, they mold and shape us, prepare us for the calling and events to come. We learn to perform under stress, under duress, and without hesitation, because perfect practice consistently makes one perfect all the time. The inner standard of a champion sets him apart from the masses, the wannabes, and the uncommitted.
I'm not good enough, smart enough. I'm not talented enough to do that. Some people are. Some people can start at one. Some people don't have to start at all. If you lack talent, you can't sit back and say, I'll start in half an hour. I can't do that. I gotta start now.
What do you want? What do you like? You gotta be able to add passion to it to activate that thing and make that dream a reality.
The reason why you're not taking advantage of this opportunity is not because you don't believe in it. You don't believe in you.
Legends refuse to settle for mediocrity. For them, being average is the plague and totally unacceptable. Champions go all in all the time. Not just on game day. When the practice is over for the team, the work for the champion just begins. They understand the process and what is required to be elite, to be great, to be the best. It requires obsession, passion, focus, and an unbelievable work ethic. Sweat becomes the friend of the 1%. Success is available to anybody that is willing to work for it.
Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes, most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it. I need you to put this down, because what you're going to discover as you're going towards your dream, as you're going towards your goal, there are going to be so many distractions. There are going to be so many people that are haters, so many people that come up against you, so many obstacles, so many trials, so many tribulations. When people ask me, E.T., like for real, E., I know you can give me 20 things that you've done to help yourself to become successful, but E.T., I just need like one or two. Can you give me one or two? And one of the things I tell people is, I outlasted the pain.
I discovered work ethic and how far I could push myself, and I discovered one immutable truth. I could get so good that people would be terrified to lose me.
There you go.
And in fact, Kobe has a quote that's even better, which is, booze don't block dunks. You can get so good people can't stop you.
You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those fucking days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's up. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. You're not the favorite person at school. You might be getting bullied. You might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days when it's all fucked up? That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still grind, that's the separator right there. Stay hard.
When the f***ing mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die, own your f***ing life, guys. You have every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest f***ing worker in the room in all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name. It's all you got.
But what if they were just like, I have a good life. I have a wife who loves me. I've got some kids. I have a job that I don't mind it. Pays the bills. I mean, if you go back 500 years, it wasn't people like, man, this is my passion. He's like, dude, I'm just rowing a boat across a ferry. And that's what I do. And that's what my dad did. And his dad did. Like, this is how we eat. And so like, we have these idealized versions of purpose that I think Instagram and all this stuff kind of make terrible. But like, I think there's a lot of honor in work.
That most people in this world
have dreams that they are not working on because they are afraid. It's a shame. Many people, they waste time. They waste time doubting. They waste time of being afraid of it. They waste time thinking too much about what other people say. It's really a shame. It's a shame that they put down themselves instead of building themselves up. It's a shame. It's a shame that you are let everything around you bring you down to a point to where you can't get up. It's a shame that people look down on you and say that you have had it and that you are over the hill. Tell them this, I've been up the hill many times. My life isn't over yet. Young man, young woman, you have your life to live. You have to breathe that life. How dare you give up on yourself? How dare you give up on your dreams? This is your life.
As an individual, I need you to get your schedule up. I need you to get your life up. I need you to get your words up. I need you to get your heart up. I need you to get your action up. I need you to get to a place that every single thing that you do is phenomenal so that the life you want to live, you can actually live that life. You're saying, I've got dreams, I have goals, there are things that I want to accomplish, I'm not satisfied. Like, I don't sleep well at night. Like E.T., I dream it, E.T., I want it, E.T. Let me tell you something, you get to that point where you do exactly what you say you're gonna do, you're gonna get to the next level. When I was sleeping in those abandoned buildings, I kept telling myself, one day you'll be a homeowner. Every time I walked into that abandoned building, I told myself that this might be your current circumstances, but this will not be how the story ends. All you have to do, E.T., is to survive today.
I could go back to that moment and just not be afraid, just recognize that I look, whatever could be out there, I could have it.
If you have one good day where you eat clean, you drink a lot of water, and you, like you did, you got that day, you woke up, you put your shoes on, you went for a run, you worked out your driveway, you got a good day in.
Yep.
That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day, and the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
Get out. What if you just never do anything? Maybe some people just need to stop dreaming. Maybe they need to accept their current reality and actually enjoy it. Because there's a lot of people when they're 70 and 80 and they didn't do their dreams. And if they went back, they didn't do anything, but that whole time they were dissatisfied because they didn't try.
All excuses stop right now. I will not, from this point forward, point the blame at anybody else for my own destiny. I will take responsibility for who I want to be. I will get up every day and work toward that person that I know that I am on the inside. I pledge with all my actions allegiance to success. I will search deep down inside for a why that will allow me to run through walls with it, because I will not be denied. Champions put in place the habits and daily rituals that manufacture success. They push themselves constantly to the point of pain.
When they kicked me out of school, I knew that I would not be a high school dropout for the rest of my life. I knew I gotta get through this one day.
Thank you, Lord, for giving me one more day, one more opportunity, one more meal, one more outfit on my back. Thank you for that one opportunity. You haven't been able to get up. Something inside of you has to snap. You've been insecure long enough. You've been unfit long enough. You've been unqualified long enough. You've been overlooked long enough. You've been undervalued long enough. You've been in this cave. You've been in this deep, dark prison of obscurity and uncertainty and doubt and fear. This is the day you come out of your tomb.
What are you made of?
What is your DNA? What is your mentality? What are the skill sets?
Get up and get after it. You are here by design. You are listening to this talk by design.
Every day, every single day is a new beginning. In every decision you make.
A warrior's not always that. A warrior's a motherfucker who says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. I'm 50 years old. I'm still fucking getting after it. It's a person that puts no fucking limit on what's possible. Hang on a second, man. You can fucking achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need great parents. You don't need, like, a private school. You don't need to have this humongous GPA and all this other shit. What you need is the one thing I talk about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
Everyone does a few reps with a burn start. No one goes the extra mile and keeps going. Like, no one's in here right now. Why? Because it's Saturday evening, everyone's going to party, no one's in here, just me. You know, no one goes the extra mile. The thing about traffic jams, guys, there are no traffic jams in the last mile of the race. It's just you and your shadow. In the beginning, everybody's there. All the pretenders and the contenders, they're all there. But the last yard of life, the last mile of the journey, ain't nobody but you and your shadow. Traffic jams don't exist that far, because everyone else started giving up. That's what I like too, the mental concept. I'm going that far. I love the physical high of the burn being released. I love the mental high that I just improved myself. I love the mentality that I'm just beating my competitors silently where they don't even know it. They're out partying. I'm out here getting ahead.
And that's when I feel like a little and this is when your mind has to change. You got to start thinking, I'm the grittiest mother in the world. Your dehydration, your legs are all sore. You feel like you got shin splints and stress fractures. No, you don't. You got sore legs. Get out of your head and stay hard.
Arise, champion. I'm speaking to somebody out there. The reason you feel so uncomfortable on the inside is because you know you're not being the best version of you that you can be. That discomfort is trying to move you from where you're at to where you belong. Your destiny is greatness. And you know this on the inside. And that voice just keeps on calling. And you're never going to have the peace until you go become who you are supposed to be. Now, we're going to set this change in motion for you right now. I want you to say this with me. I want you to say this out loud. I am ready to change my life. I am willing and committed to going all in and fully commit to doing the things that it takes to become the person I was meant to be. And that starts right now.
In this very moment, you have an opportunity. Seize the opportunity. I'm talking to that person that keeps saying, I'm gonna lose weight, I'm gonna make more money, I'm gonna learn a new skill, I'm gonna make bigger connections, I'm gonna invest in myself. And day after day, you fail. Is either bringing you to your destiny or taking you from your destiny. And some of you, you got to take everything you have on the inside and claw your way back to right standing. Sometimes you got to dig deep inside. I'm talking to that person that keeps failing the mission. Appreciate what has happened. Appreciate the people that walked out on you. Appreciate the people that hurt you. Appreciate the people that overlooked you. The people that slept on you. Appreciate it. I want you to get this mentality in your head. Every day, you pay. You pay. You may get 2 hours of sleep in 7 days so that you can accomplish what it is that you've been destined to accomplish. Everything you need to get to this next level is inside of you. There's always another level. Seize the opportunity. And every day, every single day, gives you that new opportunity. So if you don't have a to-do list, get a to-do list. If you haven't planned a day, start planning your day the night before. If you don't have a morning routine, get a morning routine.
Start your morning with prayer and meditation. If you're not tracking your progress, start tracking your progress. If you don't have accountability partners, you need to get accountability partners. If you have not identified the roadblocks, if you have not identified the kryptonite, if you have not identified the hurdles, what has hindered your forward progress, identify those things.
Ooh, it's hard. Of course, talent without work is nothing.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list.
Success can only be bought with the currency of hard work. And champions refuse to concede to anything less than leaving every ounce of themselves on the practice field. The weight room, the classroom, whatever champions do, they carry that same inner standard of greatness with them. They don't turn it on and off depending on where they're at. It is constant. They never enter an environment without it. To stand next to them is to be infected. Their commitment inspires, strengthens, and impacts everyone who comes in contact with them. They are the leaders, not by word, but by actions. They set the example for their teammates and exemplify the message, blessed and unstoppable.
This is your day. Get up and get after it.
You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
I realized, man, if I want to be good, I gotta wake up in the morning, and I gotta do the extra work, and I gotta show up when other guys aren't, and I've gotta learn, and I've gotta continue to be open to learning. Focus on what you can control. Focus on...
You have been selling yourself short all of your life. You have the opportunity to experience more environmental, physical, and mental abundance. Someone who is in a constant state of elevation. Their self-talk is... I know who I am, I know where I'm going, and I know where I came from.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts.
All you got to do is realize that it's up to you to make a difference in your life.
You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it, and mastering myself, and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself. Because part of beginning to get a larger vision of yourself, all of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence. That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do. That you eat and sleep that, and that you do that, you do that. People know it.
I know you hate the gym. I know you hate to lift weights. I know you hate cardio. I know you don't like drinking water. I know you don't like taking care of your temple. You think it's the hardest thing to do in the world to commit. But there is somebody who's in the grave today, and if they had another opportunity to live, they would enthusiastically, with great confidence and courage and consistency, do what you hate. Just to live a little longer. Find the positive, see the bigger picture. Guard your gratitude.
What price are you willing to pay to make the dream a reality?
We have no idea how great you really are, because you are using such minimal of what you have. So in this job, you look, you know, you're looking for cockroaches, looking for rodents and stuff like that. And this next morning or this next night, I went to work and I don't like cockroaches too much. I hit the mother load of cockroaches. And this restaurant got full of cockroaches and rodents and everything else. And I sat there and said, this is my life. I said, this is my life. You are exactly who the this is it. And I said, this ain't gonna be it for me. So in that restaurant, I quit my job, left my canister in that restaurant, my spray canister, got back in my Ecolab truck, and I went home. And I started working out like somebody. I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth.
What you're getting, not what anyone else is getting. Whenever you get an opportunity, you take advantage of it. You treat it like it's the Super Bowl. You treat it like it's game day. Go out there and treat practice like no one else does.
And then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. But all those things improve the odds of success.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, if other people are putting in 40 hour work weeks and you're putting in 100 hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that you will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
From the social group I had before I quit my job, if we're going all the way like ground zero to today, I talked to no one.
It's important. Seasons are always temporary. Say it. Crisis is not a permanent condition. It's just a season. I'm the key.
Working on yourself, talking to yourself, that's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time, even when you don't want it to be there. You can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up!
The only reason you're not the best right now is because you don't believe you're the best. And when you walk out this room, I want you to go in and say, I'm the best right now. He said, before you even become number one, start to proclaim it and say it long before it happens.
If you decide to maintain a sense of integrity with yourself, that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am.
I don't care what it is that you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to give, how you're trying to evolve, what you are looking to become. Everything rises and falls on your perspective.
But just look forward. Look forward to the best of you. Look forward to the mistakes you may make. Look forward to the failures that may come your way.
Get up! Act like you're playing basketball. Act like you're playing football. Compete! That's what bothers me. Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete! Go to class. I just left the school telling these kids, act like you're playing football. Go in that doggone classroom. Compete! Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. I'm not against no other motivational speaker. I'm just competitive.
You're putting in work, and just because you can't see the result, you want to quit or give up. I ain't never quit. I ain't never give up. I ain't never give in. I just kept grinding. You're putting in the work, and the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quit is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you saying, we three in. Who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watch.
My legs are all beat down. What was me tired for like shit. But guess what? I know. How about days off? One day, but not today.
And I was absolutely miserable and unhappy and unfulfilled. And I would say that the majority of those people probably don't like me today because I changed. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. He thinks he's so fancy now, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I'm just okay with that. And so I think coming to terms with the idea that I could be absolutely rejected by everyone I know, but like me, I was more okay with that because the alternative was I didn't want to live anymore. And so obviously there's degrees and there's continuums and there's stages of where people are at with that. But as that being the taken to its logical extreme, would I rather live for them than live for me? I would rather be hated by everyone and like myself.
So today I decided to try to PR my long run. So the first half of the run, I'm feeling great. My mind is clear, nothing going on. I think about nothing but my running pace, what I'm doing, my breathing, everything like that. Get to mile 15, I turn around, and the demons start to creep in. That inevitable wall is creeping up on me. When you push so hard, something's about to give. And I start to give. My mind started to break down. I started to feel my legs starting to hurt.
I started feeling dehydrated, started feeling sorry for myself, started looking around. No one knows I'm out here running. Why don't you go ahead and just stop?
Begin waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You may have to lose sleep for a week so that you can accomplish what it is that you've been destined to accomplish. What you were born to contribute to humanity. And so I know it hurts, and I know it's expensive. Everything you need to get to this next level is inside of you. But if you don't count up the cost of what it's going to take, and if you are not willing to pay that price, you cannot have your future.
I know you don't feel up to the task. I know you've got some doubt, and you've got some fear, and you've got some uncertainty, and you hate the image that you see in the mirror, and you hate the way your money looks and your relationships look, and people that you've given your all to keep walking out on you. I know you feel stuck in reverse. I know you feel like you're underpaid and undervalued and overlooked, but listen, get up! This is the day that everything changes. You've got to do what is required in order to manifest. Get up and get after it!
Persistence, consistency, resilience, courage. Establishing your priorities, mastering self-awareness, maintaining focus, believing that your help is coming. Because if your dream only requires you, it's not big enough.
You're gonna realize that you got to get to a point and focus on the better things that are gonna get you to the next level and beyond in your life.
So there are those of you who want to mimic their behavior. It's not their behavior you need, it's their mindset that you need.